Previously on Lost.
I need you to go up through the grate and into the fence.
That button has to be pushed.
Okay.
I crawled through your vents, and I stood at your computer. And you know what happened? Nothing happened, John. I never entered the numbers. I never pressed the button.
If you want to do something nice for Libby, there's a beautiful beach 3 kilometers from here. You could take her there.
Come on, give me the blankets.
Blankets?
I will handle the blankets, okay?
Take us to the guns, now.
Oh, that bitch. Stole my damn gun. Anna Lucia.
Why would she need a gun?
We caught one of them. The others. He's locked up in there.
Give me the gun. I'll kill him.
I'm sorry.
Michael! What are you building?
Hello, Anna.
Well, hello yourself. So you gonna tell me? What is it?
I'm building a church.
Now, why the hell would you want to do that?
Because I was told to.
Told to by who?
I was just told. I think it was in a dream.
A dream like this one? You need to help John.
More important than anything, and it is in danger. You must help John. He has lost his way. You must make him take you to the question mark. John will not want to show you. So you must make him. Echo, there are many distractions, brother. But you must move past them. What is done, is done. Do you understand?
Yes.
And Echo, bring the axe.
Find John.
What were you thinking, John?
Jack, leave him alone.
No, Jack, don't leave him alone.
Shut it, Sawyer. If Anna hadn't lifted your gun, we wouldn't...
Ain't that swell? Give him a crutch over here. Covers up that the artist formerly known as Henry Gale tried to strangle your little amiga, and suddenly it's on me when she goes vigilante.
How about you go back to the beach?
Hey, enough, both of you.
Michael, hey!
He shot me! He's gone! He ran out!
Go! I got him!
I was sleeping and her gun shot me. I got up. I came out of the bedroom. And there was this die. He had a gun and...
Come on, we gotta get you up, right?
Let me help you.
She's dead.
This mercy, O Lord. We beseech thee. Amen.
She's in shock. All right, we gotta keep pressure on this one.
Can you do anything? Jack.
I heard you. Keep pressure on her, okay?
Yeah, how is she?
I'm doing what I can. How long ago?
What?
When did this happen? How long ago did he leave?
I don't know. 20 minutes, maybe a half hour ago.
We can pick up the trail, catch up to him.
Man's got a head start, a gun, and he ain't afraid. Shot three of our people. One of them's dead.
Who's gonna take care of Libby while you're off playing Daniel Boone?
I will go. John, you have tracking experience, yes?
Yeah.
We will find this trail together.
You find anything, anything, you come right back here, and we figure out what we're gonna do next together.
Let's go, John. How long has it been since your last confession?
Good question. Too many years for me to even remember.
What do you wish to ask God's forgiveness for? What sins have you committed?
I see. Well, I slept with another woman besides my wife.
Just once or many times?
How many is many?
To receive God's forgiveness, you must be penitent for your sins.
I also forged ID papers for a guy pretending to be a priest.
Do you have it?
That's what you do, Padre.
Skim from the collection plate. You know, I've got some friends in Los Angeles. I could get you on with them.
Doing what?
You know, stuff.
Good morning, Father Tundi.
Good morning, Monsignor. This is Mr. Cordwell.
He has been helping me arrange my trip to the United States. I'm sorry, Father, but I've got some bad news. You're going to have to postpone your trip. It appears we have a miracle.
My daughter, she drowned.
I'm very sorry for your loss.
Oh, no, you don't understand. She came back to life.
We were out in the back blocks, and Charlotte must have slipped. And she went into the river, and she's not much of a swimmer. She was dead. And the next day, she woke up. Don't you understand? It's a miracle. A confirmation of faith. Everyone needs to know about this.
Where is your daughter now?
At home, with my husband.
And what does he think?
The world needs to know about this. We need to tell the Vatican.
I'm
we
sorry.
Need to tell the world.
We can't just do that, Mrs. Malkin. The church needs to conduct an investigation before anyone can be told. Father Tundy will start this process, if you'll permit him.
Mrs. Malkin, would you excuse us for a moment, please?
Of course.
Monsignor, with all due respect, I cannot do what you have asked.
Why not?
Because I do not believe what this woman says.
Why do you think I chose you? Are you seeing something I'm not? Hey! I haven't seen a single track or piece of sign since we left the hatch. What the hell are you following?
Where is the question?
The what?
The question mark, John. Where is it?
You know what? You keep chasing after your own shadow. I'm going back.
I know you do not want to show me. But you must.
No, I don't have to show you anything.
Ben, I'm sorry.
You hit me. When did you...
Because you were being difficult.
Are you insane?
No.
Anna Lucia, your friend, was just murdered, and you...
Anna wants me to help you, John.
Help me do what?
Find the question mark.
You don't even know what you're talking about, do you?
No.
But you know what I am talking about, John. And that is all that matters.
Here. Here, you wanna find your damn question mark here. Here, this is it, right here. Here, take it. Take it, because it's nothing. It's a memory. It's 10 seconds of nothing.
This is your hatch, yes?
It's not my hatch.
If the swan is where we came from, then we go that way.
We shouldn't even be out here. Anna Lucia would still be alive if I just told Jack that Henry attacked her.
Now she wants us to go here, John. She wants us to go here, John, together. She said this in my dream.
Of course.
Dream. Tell me, John, haven't you ever followed a dream?
So, the Vatican's really interested in this one, eh?
It depends upon what I put in my report. Why don't you just start by telling me what happened that night?
Well, I got a call hours around 1 a.m. Ambrose brought this girl in, dead. She'd been in the ward 2 hours.
Have you had much experience in this type of death?
Yeah, of course. I'm an undertaker. Well, I mean, it's... My day job. I mean, I'm perfectly qualified to be a coroner. I mean, I did go to medical school.
And when did you find out that she was not dead?
During the autopsy.
During the autopsy.
It's all right. I didn't expect you to believe me. I figured you want to have a listen to yourself.
This is a Caucasian female. She's 161 centimeters, 51.3 kilos. Body prepped and washed by the very lovely Valerie McTavish.
Ian, stop it.
Commencing with the post. This is a clear case of drowning. I'll begin with a thoracic.
Take it. No, please. I don't want to ever listen to that tape again.
You lost already?
Your map is inexact.
No kidding.
These landmarks. Is this a river?
No, it's a wavy line. I didn't draw it, I just transcribed it. I told you, I don't even know if it is a map.
Let's assume it is.
What's the axe for?
I don't know yet.
It was up there.
And what made it fall?
Boone. Boone made it fall. Then he died. The sacrifice that the island demanded.
Excuse me?
Nothing. So, what's next?
We make camp, get some sleep, and wait for further instruction.
How are they?
Just calm down. Finding his trail in the dark's not going to be easy. They'll be back.
Jack, she say anything, Libby?
She's still unconscious. Bleeding stopped.
That's good, right?
No. It's not good.
And there's nothing you can...
I can make her comfortable. I don't have what I need.
Why are you looking at me? I gave you all the damn meds 2 days
ago. The heroin, Sawyer. Kate's gonna go with you.
It doesn't take two people to care.
Kate is going with you.
What are you talking about? Why would he need me to go with him?
Jacko here knows his heroin's in my stash with the guns. So I can either show you where it's at or let poor Libby suffer. That's pretty much it, Doc.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Go, Freckles.
Curious about something.
Yeah, what's that?
How did Ana Lucia get your gun?
I don't know. She must have lifted it off me.
She pickpocketed your gun? How'd she do that?
Well, if I knew how she did it, she wouldn't be able to do it now, would she? After you.
I thought you were taking me to your stash.
You have to make everything so damn difficult. Just go in.
You kept the guns here. All this time, right under you.
Fooled you, didn't I?
Hey, guys. You seen Libby around? Yeah, I'm fine.
You had a dream.
Was there a man? A priest?
The man that you saw was my brother.
Your brother?
This is why we need to come together. This is how we are going to be led, and how we will know where to go next.
But I don't know where to go.
Did he tell you anything?
No, he...
Nothing? Anything?
It wasn't even me. It was you. It didn't... He wanted me to follow him.
Follow him where? Wait here.
Echo, it was just a dream. It's not safe.
It's not a very good time. You'll have to come back later.
Mrs. Malkin, I must speak to your daughter. Yesterday in the church, you said that
I know what I said. It's just right this minute. It's not a very good time.
Get back in the house, Joyce. Get inside.
Richard, please.
Inside. Now.
I know why you're here, friend. But you can save yourself the trouble. What happened here was not a miracle.
Doctor that treated your daughter seems to feel different.
He treated her? You mean tried to cut her open? He's just trying to cover up his own negligence. He tell you the whole story? How she supposedly drowned?
She fell into a mountain river. Her body shut down. She went into hypothermia, which made her appear dead.
And why is your wife so convinced otherwise?
Because she's a zealot. All of this, everything she's doing, is despite me.
Why would she spite you?
Because she knows I'm a fraud. Because I make my living as a psychic. You see, that's what I do. I gather intelligence on people and I exploit it. Every day, I meet people looking for a miracle, desperate to find one. But there are none to be had. Not in this world, anyway.
I will report back to my monsignor that there was no miracle here. Your daughter is alive. This is all that matters.
careful! Echo! Echo!
I'm fine. I don't see nothing. Salted.
What?
The earth has been salted so that nothing can grow.
Why would anyone want to salt? There's nothing here.
I believe they made a circle, a target, so that this place can be seen from up above.
They? What place?
The place that this plane fell upon, John. Come on.
We were gonna have our first date.
Date?
Yeah. Picnic on the beach. I'm glad you're okay, man.
John.
Hello. I'm Dr. Mark Wickman, and this is the orientation film for Station 5. Dharma Initiative. Station 5, or the Pearl, is a monitoring station where the activities of participants in Dharma Initiative projects can be observed and recorded, not only for posterity, but for the ongoing refinement of the initiative as a whole. As Karen DeGroote herself has written, careful observation is the only key to true and complete awareness. Your tour of duty in the Pearl will last 3 weeks, and during this time, you and your partner will observe a psychological experiment in progress. Your duty is to observe team members in another station on the island. These team members are not aware that they are under surveillance or that they are the subjects of an experiment. Working in 8-hour shifts, you and your partner will record everything you observe in the notebooks we provided. What is the nature of the experiment, you might ask? What do these subjects believe they are accomplishing as they struggle to fulfill their tasks? You, as the observer, don't need to know. All you need to know is the subjects believe their job is of the utmost importance. Remember, everything that occurs, no matter how minute or seemingly unimportant, must be recorded. Each time a notebook is filled with the fruits of your diligent observation, roll it up. There we go. There serves one of the containers provided. Simply place the container in the pneumatic tube. All right. Presto. It will be transported directly to us. At the end of your 8-hour shift, proceed to the Pala ferry, which will take you back to the Earth. On behalf of the DeGroots, Oliver Hanso, and all of us here at the Dharma Initiative, thank you. Namaste, and good luck.
Would you like to watch that again?
No. No, I've seen enough.
What are you doing?
I'm taking this back with us.
Why?
Because they may be important.
Important? I'm sorry, weren't you just watching the same thing I was?
Yes, Jim. And I believe the work you have been doing is more important now than ever.
What work?
Pushing the button.
Work. That's a joke. Rats in a maze with no cheese.
It is work, John. We are being tested.
Tested?
The reason to do it, push the button, is not because we are told to do so in a film.
Oh. Well, then what is the reason, Mr. Echo?
We do it because we believe we are meant to. Isn't that the reason you pushed it, John?
I was never meant to do anything! every single second of my pathetic little life is as useless as that button! Do you think it's important? Do you think it's necessary? It's nothing. It's nothing. It's meaningless. And who are you to tell me that it's not?
That's flight 815, leaving from gate 23.
Thank you. What are you doing here?
I had to see you.
Look, your father said
I know. He doesn't want me talking to you. And I know you probably think I'm crazy, but I have a message for you and I promise to deliver it.
A message?
Says you were a good priest.
Who says that?
Yemi.
Speaking about my brother, it's not a joke. So you should be very careful what you say next.
I saw him when I was between places. He said that you would come and see me. He said that even though you were pretending you were a good man.
Who put you up to this? Did your father tell you to do this?
I want you to know that he will see you soon. He said that even though you don't have faith in yourself, he has faith in you.
Why are you doing this? What do you want from me? Why are you doing this to me?
Is everything all right? He has faith in you. One day he'll believe me.
This cross was worn by my brother Yemi. Yemi was a great man, a priest, a man of God. And because I betrayed him, he was shot and died. He was placed on a plane, which took off from an airstrip in Nigeria, half a world from here. Then the plane that I was on crashed on this island. And somehow, here, I found my brother again. I found him in the same plane that took off from Nigeria. In the same plane that lies above us now. That has concealed this place. And I took this cross from around Tiemi's neck. And put it back on mine. Just as it was. On the day I first took another man's life. So let me ask you, how can you say this is meaningless? I believe the work being done in the hatch is more important than anything. If you will not continue to push the button, John, I will.
It's Hurley. Hugo.
I'm sorry I forgot the blankets. Libby?
He made it, Libby. It's okay. It's all right.